ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. It's time to wake on up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the butcher boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Let's go. You know what today is, folks? It is single-handedly the best show every Tuesday at this station. It's not even close. Tuesdays are the best on the Morning Roast. I love you, Steiny and Goo. I love you, Will and Dibs. You got nothing on the Morning Roast on the Tuesday. Brian Baldinger, 7:30, Baldy's Breakdowns. Your San Francisco 49ers, after 7 weeks, are in first place at 5-2. Don't want to hear about the Seahawks. Don't want to hear about the Rams. None of that. Niners, best in the West currently. Vontae Hill, in studio, 8-10. Talking more Niners, but also, Joe, we got a juicy game one of the NBA regular season tonight, featuring your Golden State Warriors heading down to La La Land, taking on Luka and company. No LeBron, but we'll still be watching. I know, Bonte, it's going to be tough without your guy. Noah Eagle, NBC. You're going to hear, I'm fired up, man. This could not be a better day in sports. Warriors, talking Niners, all of that, and hell, who knows? Maybe the Giants are going to hire a manager from college, and that would be historic. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Last night was actually a great sports night. You had the doubleheader in the NFL, which I'm kind of in, kind of out on doubleheaders. But that Toronto atmosphere, I mean, seeing that crowd of George Springer having one of the biggest home runs in 30-something years for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Incredible.
It was spectacular. I mean, even Joey Bats' home run a couple years back has nothing on that particular play. That was just amazing. And seeing the crowd go as crazy as they are. God, I truly miss playoff baseball. Like, I really do. I miss playoff baseball in my ballpark. But tonight, Lakers, Warriors. I mean, this is everything I've been waiting for. Luka Doncic, who was hand-gifted to the Lakers against the Warriors on opening night. I'm fired up for it. The Warriors have like a really good mix of old and young, I think, this year. And their young actually has just enough seasoning, I feel like. And at some point today, we're going to do kind of like the five top reasons why I love this particular team. And I'm fired up. But Joe, I know there's a lot of news going on, and obviously we referenced the NFL. We'll get into the Niners. I'm outsourcing to the parents out there.
Oh,
okay.
I'm a parent.
To the parents out there that are there. As a newer-ish parent, okay, I am in a crossroads. My son is now understanding how to manipulate my wife to get into the bed every single night. Sometimes it's at 1 in the morning. Sometimes it's at 3 in the morning. Sometimes it's at 4 in the morning. You know, it depends.
Oh, no.
How old are we, little guy?
He's about to be 2 at the end of November.
Okay. Coming on 2.
I just don't know what to do in this situation. I love that I wake up and he's like in between us, but also simultaneously, I trying to walk out of my room like a ninja every single night. It tends to be very difficult. And my wife is super mad at me because I'm turning the little tiny lights on so that I could see while I'm getting dressed. And, you know, I have to turn the light on if I'm going to change his diaper because I can smell the poop in between them. And I don't want a poopy diaper in our bed.
No, you don't want that.
I just don't know. I need solutions. So throughout the show today, if you have solutions on what we need to do here to get him to stay in his bed, look, it's adorable when I wake up and he's like, Dada, Dada, Dada. And I see this little alien head jump up in the bed and I'm ever so, you know, in the darkness, just like, God, it's so adorable. I give him a kiss. I was like, don't wake him up. Like, he's up. What do I do?
Well, you're getting up. You can just say deuces because you have the luxury of just leaving early in the morning and then you'll have to reap what you sow later on. Shout out Nick in San Jose. It's a Warrior season. I expect to hear from you more, Nick in San Jose. But I'll say this, as a father of two, Joe, you always do story time,
yeah, let's
Joe.
Hear it.
Father of two, hey, you know what? Enjoy the moments that you have right now is what I'm learning. Young Benjamin just turned six. I always give my kids both because I'm very affectionate. I'm very physical when up with my affection. I give them kisses on the cheek all the time. My six-year-old son, I gave him a kiss on the cheek. He says, ew, that's gross. He said that the other day. First time he said that. Every other time, he enjoyed it. I was like, I hurt my feelings a little bit.
Ooh, that's gross?
He said, that's gross. I was like, well, too bad. I'm going to be giving you a kiss on the cheek till you're like 80 years old, because I'm going to be living to 102, Joe. So get used to it. But I'll say this. Enjoy the moments in the bed. That's it. Like, them wanting to sleep with you still, coming in there.
That should just be a rule for life, regardless of kids in the bed or not. Enjoy
it,
the moments
man.
In the bed.
Enjoy it, because there's going to come a point where they're going to be like, nah, I'm good.
I want nothing to do with you.
So that's my wisdom. Now, there are people where it's like, get the hell out of my bed.
I
need my sleep. No, but I don't begrudge people that feel that way. I'm just telling you, as I'm watching my kids get older and older and older, I'm feeling more sentimental now than ever, even though they're not like 20 or 30. They're 3 and 6 respectively. Enjoy the moments.
It's wearing on me though, because it's changing my entire, like, again, I love them. It's the most incredible thing of all time. It's changing my morning habits dramatically. And I'm telling you, 5 out of 7 days, the last, I don't know, 2 months, 3 months, he has manipulated his way into the bed. I'm creating a master manipulator.
Well, it's a manipulation sensation. That's a buck.
I guess the apple doesn't fall far from the
tree.
No,
it doesn't. But you know what? That's okay. It's up to Michelle to check both of you, it sounds like. Shout out to lovely Michelle this morning. Is she feeling better? I know she was a little.
The whole house is a little under the weather.
Well, you missed yesterday. We had the debut of the 2025 Chase Center menu.
How'd that go?
Oh, my God. Shout out, Maria. Shout out the entire
crew Chef
at
Toussaint
Chase Center.
Out there?
Well, it was Chef T, as he goes.
Yeah, Chef Toussaint. Yeah.
But we call him Chef T.
Yeah, he used to be at AT&T Park, and he's been at a bunch of different, I think he was at Levi's for a while.
He was at the old school Meadowlands, not the current MetLife, but the old school Meadowlands. He was telling me all about
great
it.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, he's because my mom's from North Jersey. He's very familiar with all that. He's an East Coast guy, so we shot the breeze, if you will, for a few
minutes. So what'd they have at Chase Center this year?
Oh, we got the burnt end tacos.
Oh,
we got the
El
Pastor. We got the
was that brisket, burnt ends?
Oh, dude, it was so good. We got the lobster risotto with the cheese. We got the prime rib.
The lobster, Steven?
Oh, we got the prime rib. We got the porterhouse. You know your big porterhouse? I know you got the porters.
They serve a porterhouse at Chase Center?
Oh, yeah, they do. With the peppercorn glaze on there.
Is this at the like specific spots in the arena?
There's different spots. There's the Cash Creek Club. They're opening up the Modelo spot.
There's
different ones.
Yeah, yeah.
They're big on the sandwiches this year. Oh, so they had a prosciutto grilled cheese sandwich.
Whoa.
With Dijon and pear. We got the.
I didn't know Tony Soprano was going to make an appearance.
Hot national chicken and waffles.
Hot chicken right now is just all the rage.
It's the best. They had the fusion cheesesteak with the Korean bulgogi.
Wait, say that again.
The Korean bulgogi, which is like,
I don't even know what that is.
Well, get it at Trader Joe's. It's really good. It's kind of like a skirt steak, if you will.
Okay.
But it's like a soy ginger glaze on like marinade. It's really good. And then they had the loaded cheesesteak fries, strong.
Yeah.
And it has like I don't know what to call it, like a Mexican crema on there. They had the poke bowls. They had all, Joe, they had everything.
Wow.
I got to tell you my favorite thing that I had there yesterday. It was the ice cream waffle sandwich. And when it was a scoop of ice cream mashed in between two pieces of a waffle with candied bacon on top. And when I tell you,
I love candied bacon.
I'm not a big sweet tooth guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really not.
Yeah, once you stop drinking and using, you cross addict into coffee, and into sweets.
I guess I am into coffee more these days, but I got 2025 Chase Center. The menu.
So was this a dessert?
It was a dessert, yes.
Wow, that sounds delicious. Yeah,
no. Ice cream and waffles is not a dessert. It was for
lunch. Well, you never know.
It was for lunch. And they had the root beer flow. They did all. I say all that to say it's going to be a fire season at Chase Center, food-wise. On the court, absolutely. Off the court, getting the food, getting in the lines, it's going to be incredible. Shout out Marie and the entire crew at Chase Center yesterday.
That's really cool.
I saw our guy Bonte Hill, who will be seen in a few hours.
Oh, yeah?
As well.
Well, let me guess. Was Bonte there holding court?
The king was holding court,
and
yes.
And was Festus there, and was he Festus feasting?
Festus was there. We hung out a little bit, talked Vandy. Vanderbilt, obviously. Got to talk Sonny Gray, the knowledge of Sonny Gray, because he was there back, former A's pitcher. You know they're tight, Sonny Gray.
No, I did not know that Festus and Sonny Gray are tight.
Apparently, Sonny Gray liked to party. That much I learned yesterday.
So maybe he shouldn't have been the Game 5 starter.
Well, we're not going to talk about that. Hey, that's your
What was that wild card game?
That's your guy Sleepy Bob Melvin, by the way. No, that was not the wild card
game. It was the Game 5.
It was Game 5.
Yeah.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube, by the way. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a lower auto loan, apply online or just ask First NorCal Financing at the dealer.
Now, look, throughout the show, we're definitely going to be outsourcing any of your tips, tricks, or, you know, wives' tales on how to just... He's got to learn to sleep in his own bed.
So why don't you just leave him in there? Let him cry through it. People do that. I'm just saying. I don't do that. I never subscribed to that.
There's a threshold on crying.
Okay.
Would you agree on that?
Yeah, I was never like, dude, Benny would tear up just a little bit and the baby monitor would go off and I'd run down there. I'd run downstairs. I'd be like, second kid, I was like, she'll get over it. But first time, you run down there.
Well, yeah, see, to me, it's kind of like a Draymond situation where he's in his crib and he's fired up and he's screaming and yelling and he's going at the crowd. And
shocked you looking at me, Dad.
But, you know, as we're outsourcing, and I just want to hear from all the parents out there on what I should do. You know, I saw a thing that you had sent to the group thread this morning regarding Brock Purdy.
Mm.
And it's Diana Russini. And it's her giving an update on what's going on with Brock Purdy. And it was funny. We posted our conversation yesterday regarding Brock Purdy. And it came out during the game yesterday that there was a lot more nuance. And everybody in the comments section, because I went back and looked and just seeing that, hey, man, this video did really well regarding, you know, Brock Purdy's return to the field.
God bless you for looking at the comments on YouTube.
Well, no, I like to every now and then see what the consumer is saying, like whether they hate us or love us. Like, you know, maybe it'll make me a little better or jaded or, you know, toughen me up regardless. And people are like, this is not new news. No, it is new news. Before Sunday, we didn't know what foot it was. Every single beat writer had no idea what foot the injury was on for Brock Purdy. So we found that out. Every single person had no idea what the exact injury was. We knew it was turf toe, but we didn't know which toe was the one that had this, which ligament in that foot was the part that was messed up. And then him saying he has no timetable for return, that's a little different than, you know, what Kyle Shanahan has led us to believe. Now, the part about being day-to-day, I guess in a way, he's been day-to-day for like 2 months since the injury was first revealed. But let's play the Diana Russini information right now, and then we can have a conversation.
I got a Diana Russini, via The Athletic on Brock Purdy.
The San Francisco 49ers had week 8 circled as this is going to be it. Like, this is when these two are going to be able to come back. So to go with where Brock Purdy's at, where he actually even shared with the broadcast that it's like very day to day. And it's true. We'll see what happens if he practices on Wednesday. But as of late last night, from a couple of the conversations I was having, it's still really up in the air. He went through a workout yesterday on the field and I was told that he didn't really feel that great. So we'll see how this progresses over the next few days. And he shared too how frustrated he is. You know, he doesn't want to sit and watch this happen, especially after just getting paid. And it sounds like it's one of those nagging pains too, where it's just like you're trying, you feel like you can go a little bit more. And then when you push it, that's when the pain comes back. We'll see how they figure that out. And the same with Ricky Pearsall. Again, had it circled for week 8. It's just not definite as of right now on Monday.
So, I mean, there's many things that I think of regarding Purdy and whether he should play and what they should do. And I guess my setting is now like, dude, put this guy on IR and let him rest. If you look up, you know, I'm not pretending like I got NFL experience, but when you look at any of these types of injuries, whether it's Lorenzo Neal, who we spoke to the day we found out what the injury was, or whether it's other NFL players who've shared their own experience, you need to rest. You need to lay off your foot. And I know that he wants to test it, and I know that he wants to play, and obviously sounds like he's chomping at the bit, and he's frustrated. This is why Herm Edwards said what he said about Ricky Pearsall. Sometimes you have to kind of keep these guys out of their own way. Sometimes you need to put the restrictor plates on them. And I think in this situation, if I was the Niners, I would have thrown him on IR. And I should throw him on IR. Give him his 3, 4, 5 weeks, whatever it is. You know, I think it's a 4-week minimum when it comes to these IR injuries. I had said 3, 4, 5 weeks ago, hey, he shouldn't play in all of October. He came back for the Jags game. He obviously re-injured it. At this point, it's frustrating seeing him go out there, test it, maybe feel good one day, test it the next day, and it's not really that good. And then he's on the sidelines. And we're going through the same cycle day after day, week after week. I would just tell him, dude, rest this thing. Stay off your feet for 4 weeks. You're our guy, big picture. But for right now, we're riding with Mac.
888-957-9570 is the number to get involved. You can call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. And we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. So that's Diana Russini yesterday talking about it. Here's what Kyle Shanahan, Joe, had to say to the media yesterday on his conference call.
Is it a reach to say that Brock is on track to start this week?
Yeah, I would say that is. I don't know. No one said that.
Kyle, what kind of the next two games are not on natural grass. Does that factor at all into whether when you bring Brock back?
No, not that I've been told.
And then you couple that with what Mac Jones said after the game, where he basically said, without saying, yeah, I'll probably be playing next week, like in his own way. He's like, yeah, you know, next week when we do this again.
It felt like a Ferodian slip.
It felt like it, and I don't think he meant anything by it, but it was almost like he knew in a way that, yeah, I'll probably be starting against the Texans in Houston as they take an L yesterday on Monday Night Football up in Seattle to the Seahawks. Seahawks 5-2, Rams 5-2, Niners 5-2, but obviously Niners undefeated in the division, first in the NFC West. So we have that. And then did you see what else happened yesterday during the injury updates?
No.
Another one bites the dust.
All right, guys. Injuries from yesterday. Renardo Green with his toe. We'll just continue evaluating this week. Ended up clearing turf toe, though. Jake Brendel has a hamstring. He's expected to miss a couple of weeks. And also, we found out that Huff also has a hamstring. He'll also be in that same boat with possibly a couple weeks.
Great.
Are you kidding
me?
We
knew the Jake Brendel one. We knew Renardo Green. Thankfully, it's not turf toe. But Huff, after the performance he had on Sunday Night Football, it happens every week now, it feels like.
Well, here's what I don't understand. How is Monday the scariest day of the week for Niner fans? Meaning the day after the game.
Monday scaries.
Like, every single week it feels like we've heard about an injury that we had no idea was coming. Right? Every week.
And apparently, according to Shanahan, it was like on the last two plays of the game.
No, it wasn't.
When it wasn't. The Dane didn't. I know.
No, it wasn't.
They were up 10 points. Why? I know. Play to the whistle. I know you're supposed to. That's what just makes it frustrating. I almost wish he didn't say that in a way. Just like, don't tell me it was the last two plays. Just make something up. Like it happened, like, I don't know, the final drive where they were trying to like tie the game or something. Just don't tell me that.
Next man up can only go so far.
Yes.
And at some point they're going to hit a wall. I mean, just look, it's so admirable how much they fought this year and how well they've played. And I'm not giving up at all. I mean, this division, you watch Seattle last night and you see the Rams over the weekend. It's going to be really difficult to win the division. I think we all acknowledge that. This might be the best division in the NFC. Thought it was the North, but I don't know.
Might be the best division in football.
Okay, fine. Yeah. But to make the playoffs can be really difficult. So that's why winning that game was such a big one. And really, I'm looking at, can you go 4-4 over the next eight?
4-4 over your next eight. I think that is doable. We're going to talk to Baldy at 7:30. Brian Baldinger, Baldy's Breakdowns, Odyssey NFL Insider. We'll talk to Bonte in studio from 8 to 10. We have a locked and loaded show. I told everyone at the start, it's the best show on the station all week long. No offense to the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap, Sammy, but this show today, Baldy, Bonte, Warriors, Lakers, we got Mac Jones, Brock Purdy conversation. It's Niners are first in the NFC West through 7 weeks. How they got here, I have no idea. I want to talk to the people about it. By the way, this segment is brought to you by Surfside. Check this out. The Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Warriors with an ice cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. So it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. All that and more coming up next
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Pajewski out to Curry, pump fake, fly by, three ball, got it with the buzzer sounding! The shot clock was winding down, it's 12-3 of the night, he's got a 52-point game.
Bay Area, it's Stephen Curry. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Come on, Dub Nation, what are you waiting for? Download that Odyssey app now.
Thank you, Steph. You gotta plug that Odyssey app. It's free. Steph knows that. He's got it on his phone.
He got validated yesterday. I got a text message from my brother. And he was like, I watched the Bryson Steph video. My God, those tee boxes are in the middle of the fairway.
Oh, God. Yeah, are you still talking about Bryson?
I'm dead
Steph?
Serious.
Okay.
Also, yeah, Bryson sure. was using a mini driver, not a normal driver. He was using a different head.
He was handicapping himself?
Basically. Okay. And so everyone's losing their minds about Steph out-driving him. I mean, and it's pretty funny, though.
But that's credit to Bryson trying to make Steph come out looking good.
Bryson's a genius.
He is. He's marketing. He knows what he's doing.
He does.
All right? And we know what we're doing here, talking Warriors, talking Niners. We got Baldy 7:30. We got Bonte in studio from 8 to 10. That voice you just heard is that of Tim Roy, who you will be listening tonight, 7 o'clock tip, Warriors, Lakers. And you know what the best part is? You know, I got a bunch of people like, oh, where's the game? Is it on Amazon? Is it on ESPN? Is it on NBC? Oh, my God, is it? No, TNT's not there anymore. Oh, my God. Just go to 95.7 The Game. Download the Odyssey app. It's there. Every single game, Joe.
I am.
We have right there. Tim Roy on the call. I love it.
I am a little, curious what it's going to look like on NBC.
I mean,
presentation-wise.
Presentation, they crush it every time. If they crush it as they do with football, they're going to crush it with basketball.
No,
right?
I agree. But, like, the ESPN presentation, I'm talking about, like, pre and post. Like, I consume a lot of that stuff just because I have it on in the living room as we're playing around and you know, I'm playing catch with the little guy or we're shooting on the little mini hoop or whatever. So, you know, I probably consumed more of it in the last couple of years than I have the 10 years prior. So I'm interested to see what it looks like.
Well, so on the first game, because obviously it's the Thunder versus Rockets game one tonight, the defending champs taking on Houston at Oklahoma City. There's going to be ring night for them, so they'll get all their rings and it'll be all the pomp and circumstance, all of it. Mike Tirico is going to be on the call there. Reggie Miller, Jamal Crawford. We got Maria Taylor, the studio host, the studio analysts. You know who they are for that game?
No.
Carmelo Anthony and Vince Carter. The Carter. And then...
I'm out on Carmelo, but keep going.
Why? Melo? Come on.
I just...
Hood Melo?
Him. He's a lesser, obviously,
It's a Hall of Famer.
I don't think he gives me insights. Like, is Tim Legler a Hall of Famer? No, but he's freaking amazing on TV.
No, he's very good.
He's amazing on TV. He does a really good job. Yeah. I don't think you have to have Hall of Fame resume to be a great broadcaster. Like, Tom Tolbert, at one point, when he was doing ABC way back in the day, was great. He was not a Hall of Famer.
Totally.
Now, Bill Walton was, and he was great, but he was, like, in his own little universe. Right. And so I don't think you need to be a Hall of Famer to be a great analyst.
So those are the analysts for that game. It's interesting. I thought it'd be the same studio analyst for both of them, kind of how they usually do it. But Mello and Vince Carter for that one. Warriors, Lakers, you got Noah Eagle.
Okay.
Who's obviously the son of Ian Eagle, but he's been doing a hell of a job for football. He had the Golden Dagger call for NBC when the Team USA beat France and Steph Curry hit that shot. He's also going to be on with Steiny and Goo at 12:15 today, by the way, courtesy of River Island. So check that out. Noah Eagle on the call. Grant Hill alongside him.
I like Grant Hill.
Yeah. So that's going to be a nice 1-2 punch combination there. You got Ahmed Fareed, old pal Ahmed Fareed, former of NBC Sports Bay Area.
Mr. Connecticut.
That's right. And shout out Bristol. And then his studio analyst is going to be T-Mac, Tracy McGrady. How do you feel about Tracy McGrady?
You know, Ahmed Fareed's so funny. Like, I remember when he came to this market, he tried to, like, sell me on how he's this big Giants fan. It's like, dude, you're not a Giants fan. Nothing chaps me more than when, like, person moves to the Bay and 5 minutes later pretends like they're the biggest, you know, Warrior, Niner, Giant, Homer of all time. When I know, like, dude, you're going to take a flight somewhere else and be in another market and be pulling for that team at some point. Ahmed Fareed, nice guy, but Jesus, just laid it on so thick.
I mean, I am the biggest Warriors. Biggest Warriors fan at this station, as you all know. And I was the only one that believed in the 49ers in the NFC at the start of the season. Remember that, Sammy? You remember. We all do. 5-2.
Sure.
7 weeks. First in the
NFC
West.
You're going to love Gabe Kapler, Giants fans. Just trust me on that. Remember when he said that?
Hey.
Sam smiling.
I did love Gabe Kapler when we interviewed him upon a time. But I'm telling you, I loved Gabe. For the interviews, on the field is whatever, but the interviews are great. So there you go. Those are the broadcasting peeps for tonight's game on NBC/Peacock.
Like, so, you know, I've seen a lot of this regarding the NBA. Like, Paul Pierce put out a ton of videos right now. Paul Pierce is so delusional. Like, delusional.
Were there scantily clad women in the background?
No, but like him and Shannon Sharp did this long sit-down podcast interview. And I think what the problem is with some of these super great players is that they think that their you-know-what doesn't stink. And they have a very difficult time analyzing fairly, you know, the entire league or other players. And I think that that's what makes Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley and even Shaq to a lesser degree, they're so comfortable with who they are and what they've accomplished or haven't accomplished that they're able to sit back and be able to assess things in a reasonable fashion. And I don't know, man. This is why I like, look, Orlovsky was on the NFL broadcast last night. I don't know if you were listening to
him, Chris Fowler and Lewis Riddick.
He can be a lot, Orlovsky, but I actually really like his quarterback brain. Now, was he a great player? No. But he's good enough to make it to the NFL and clearly understands things on a whiteboard and really understands things from like the cerebral quarterback point of view. And I think he brings a lot to the table when he's on television. You know, I think about the analysts that I love here locally. Like, why is Mike Kruko so great? Because Mike Kruko gives you so many insights from the pitcher's point of view.
And he's also funny. He's personable.
Yeah.
He does all those things. Like, you feel like I could hang out and watch a game because baseball is so unique, too.
Sure.
You got to have a personality.
Sure.
It could be a long game out there. You got to be able to laugh at yourself.
I think there's an aw shucksness to him that Tim Legler also possesses. Yeah. That's why I really love Tim Legler.
And now he's going to be on the A team. Obviously, Doris Burke going to be bumped to the B team. It's going to be Richard Jefferson, Tim Legler, and the Hall of Fame worthy Mike Breen for ESPN.
I'm
going
pumped
forward.
For it, though.
No, I'm open-minded to all this, Amazon included. I am going to be loving the 4K definition on Peacock. That's going to be very nice.
Well, you know my theory on that. It's like we all bought 4 and 8K televisions. We haven't been able to use them, but like 2 times a year. How is every college football game on 4K? And then the NFL, Major League Baseball, and NBA can't be. It's ridiculous.
And I'm glad you brought up all the different broadcasters because people were going at, I think it was, who was it, Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, going at my guy Troy Aikman because Troy Aikman was being just a little too critical of their plays and their touchdowns. Get over it. Stop paying attention to what the broadcasters are saying. That means you're listening to the outside noise, and that's a red flag for me for the Chicago Bears. I'm just going to say it. Troy Aikman, He doesn't give a rat's ass, as Steiny would say, about how you feel, Caleb Williams, how you feel, Ben Johnson. He's going to keep it a buck, and that's what, shout out Joe Buck, and he's going to be the best in the business, and he's going to keep doing what he's doing, and he's going to keep it real. That's why I love Troy Aikman. That's why you love him. That's why you like the Brandle Chamblees if you're going golf. That's why
Brandle's
like,
a little much.
Okay, but he keeps it real more often than not, but maybe too much.
I think he's allowed his politics to seep into, maybe. And what I mean politics, I'm talking about Liv. PGA versus Liv, affected how he views certain people.
Sure. And you know what? That goes way beyond the hierarchy.
It would be like if the NBA split into two different like leagues and there was a Saudi Arabian basketball league.
Oh my
God. Then you had Charles Barkley caping up for the NBA because, the NBA is the pure league.
Well, don't worry. We got the Flag Football League with Kyle Shanahan and Chris McCaffrey next year, right? Well, hopefully they're going to be, Chris McCaffrey will be healthy enough for that. George Kittle will be healthy enough for that. Who is it? Kittle? Fred Warner. Was he a part of it? I don't think he's going to be able to be there next year, right?
I don't know about that. Yeah. You brought up the Niners there. I just have a quick question.
Please.
Who do you think Kyle Shanahan wants at quarterback this weekend? Like right now. Do you think he cares?
Right there. Oh, my goodness.
Do you think he cares that Brock's out? I'm not saying he doesn't like Brock. He likes Brock. Like, we all know he likes Brock. He wouldn't have given him the money if he didn't like him. He also likes Mac Jones, right? Right now, given where everything's going, do you think he cares one way or the other who's the quarterback?
I think he is enjoying the ride with Mac Jones right now, and I don't believe he is antsy to get Brock Purdy onto the field. I don't think he is rushing this thing. Brock might be. I mean, you heard it from Diana Russini. He's trying to get out there. He's frustrated as all hell. He tried to work out, not feeling great. He's doing his best to get onto that field. Kyle Shanahan's like, you're not feeling great. Stay out, Brock. We're good right now. Mac's doing fine. I don't think there's any rush from Kyle Shanahan's perspective to get Brock Purdy back on the field and starting regular season games. Do you agree with that?
I do, but I think people will interpret that, the Purdy stands are going to interpret that as like, oh, you think Shanahan doesn't like Purdy? And I actually don't think that at all. I just think right now, the way the team's going, things are going well. And they're kind of like figuring things out, and they're doing a lot with not a lot of roster talent.
It's actually not about Purdy at all. In fact, it's more about Mac Jones and how
that's how you view it?
That's how I view it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Hey, Mac's doing pretty good right now. We don't need to force Brock. This is clearly going to be an injury. I think we all know right now, and we're up against it. This injury is going to last all season.
It just is.
It's lingering. It's here to stay, Niner fans.
If Purdy's injury does last all year, and he doesn't play, but let's say maybe one game, okay, hypothetically, one game, and then he gets put back on the shelf, can they win the division with Mac Jones? How far can this go?
888-957-9570. I'll answer that question on the other side. Hey. It's the morning roast. We're shutting Brock Purdy down, Niner fans. We're doing that. Now, the Niners aren't, but for the sake of the argument, the morning roast is shutting down Brock Purdy. Mac is your guy going forward. You winning with Mac Jones? And how much are you winning with Mac Jones? You winning the division? You winning a playoff game? What say you, Niner fans? 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text. The Boxer and Gerson Work Injuries text line. We're going to answer that question on the other side. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. And that's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you and here for good.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Durant, back to Curry, dancing up a tomb, over the double team. Oh! It's a golden dagger!
Night!
Curry, unconscious in the fourth.
Bay Area, it's Stephen Curry. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios on 95.7 The Game.
Damn right, Steph. It's the Olympic gold medalist right there. Gold-blooded Stephen Curry taking on another golden team tonight in Los Angeles against the Lakers. All that coverage, pre, post, we got it all right here. You're home for the Warriors, 95.7 The Game. And if you're watching on the television side, but we would appreciate if you like simulcasted both of them, so like you can, you know, watch the game but listen to Tim Roy. But if you can't do that, you can watch the game on Peacock. Noah Eagle, who we just heard right there on the call for NBC Sports, is going to be on it tonight. And you can listen to him on our airwaves with Steiny and Goo at 12:15. He's going to be a guest on their show. Noah Eagle, a rising star in the game, Joe, right now. And that was, I think, Dwayne Wade alongside him when that shot. It is up there with some of his most iconic moments, right? Like when they put the career video together of Stephen Curry, and don't worry, Warriors fans, it's not over yet. We're still expecting, you know, playoff run here for this Golden State Warriors team. So we'll get into expectations with Bonte, who's going to be in studio with us from 8 to 10 for sure. But that's going to be part of that montage, that golden dagger shot, beating France in Paris the way they did. It's all time.
Yeah.
Just is.
Especially with Durant and LeBron on the floor with him. I mean, it was remarkable.
Steve Kerr, the head coach, right? Yeah. All of it.
It was amazing. Yeah. And, you know, I always talk about this, but as a non-Laker fan, I despised Kobe. Respected him, but despised Kobe and the Lakers for so many years. Ultimate respect, though, because I know that he squeezed every ounce out of his body. When he was on the Redeem team, it was the first time I was ever able to root for him, because it was like, wow, Kobe is now on my team, Team USA. I know it's in vogue to hate on America. I don't. You know, I love America.
What?
It's given me a great life. And so I root for the USA team, except in golf. I root for the Europe in the Ryder Cup.
I have a question after all this is done, by the way. Continue.
But I root for, you know, Team USA basketball. I'm not one of these like, oh, I want to see them lose. And so when Kobe was able to play under the USA jersey, and he just, my appreciation and my respect for him went through the roof. And I think a lot of non-Warrior fans, non-Steph Curry fans, for the first time were able to root for Steph Curry because he was wearing a USA jersey and it was the team that they were rooting for. And I think they understood, like, the joy and the thrill of watching that guy just hoist these rainbow shots over seven-footers. I think America finally got a tiny little glimpse into what it was like to be a Warrior fan.
Oh, and it was great. And if you followed social media along all of that, Twitter, Instagram, everyone was going nuts saying, wow, this is what it feels like to root for Steph Curry.
Yeah.
And, you know, Warriors fans this year, and we're going to get into it a little bit later because I know we're talking 49ers football, but just my appreciation level for Steph right now, and just that's how I'm going into this season, into this Warriors game one tonight against the Lakers. Just appreciation for Steph and what he's doing, what he's going to continue to do, and just watching this season through that lens of appreciation, and just hoping his body can stay up, because that's really going to be the question ultimately with this team, is the health. Those three quote-unquote old guys in the NBA, 35 and older, Jimmy, Draymond, and ultimately Stephen Wardell Curry.
Don't forget Al Horford.
Now, you said you're always Team USA no matter what, and I am too. I'm loyal to the
Except
soil, baby.
Except Ryder Cup.
Well, I mean, we got a team from Canada in the World Series, Joe, going up against an American team in the Los Angeles
Dodgers.
Yeah,
but LA's not, you know, it's not a part of real America.
Wow!
Yeah. I hate LA.
Wow! Okay.
I hate LA.
I had to put you on the spot. Okay, so...
Oh, yeah, Canada's our only hope.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not Team USA always, is what you're saying.
No, in certain circumstances, I root for the team that's going up against whoever's going up against LA.
Okay. There, you know what? I respect the pettiness. I do.
Yeah, no, you have to. Like, my algorithm for fandom is a little obscure.
Okay. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. I want to know where Niner fans are at when it comes to their fandom right now, because how could you not be a fan of what Mac Jones has been able to do with this team, right? It's one of the most incredible stories. If it wasn't for Daniel Jones in Indiana and for the Indianapolis Colts, what he's been able to do, the story would be Mac Jones. It would be.
I still think it is. Like, it's all of those guys. It's the redeem. Like, Sam Darnold last night. Sam Darnold's having a hell of a year again.
He is.
Like, a hell of a year
Jackson
again.
Smith and Jigba has been unbelievable. That connection, I guess, we were all sleeping on heading into the season.
I think... Just in sports in general, we're so quick to turn on young talent. As we talk about the Warriors, Kuminga, there was a time when Steph Curry, you know, although the numbers look good, people were doubting Steph Curry and like giving him a 4-year, $44 million contract. I just think we give up too quickly in sports on certain players. I gave up on Elliot Ramos a couple years ago, had two back-to-back really good seasons. And I look at like CJ Stroud. We anointed him a little probably too prematurely, and he's falling back to earth. That doesn't mean I'm going to throw him away. So Darnold having a monster year. Daniel Jones having a monster year.
Yeah.
Obviously, Baker, he lost last night, but he's having a monster year. And now Mac Jones?
I know.
It really is crazy.
It really is. And I want to hear from the Niner fans at 888-957-9570. We're talking about the Morning Roast is making an executive decision this morning. Spadoni and Shasky, we're putting Brock Purdy on ice and saying, you know what, Brock? Get healthy.
Yes.
Stay over there. Go on IR. We're shutting you down, Brock. We're making the executive decision. So if that's the case and Mac is the guy going forward, Niner fans, what's the ceiling for this team? If Mac is the guy the rest of the season, what is the ceiling for the San Francisco 49ers? 888-957-9570. We got Mario in San Rafael that wants to kick things off, Joe.
Love San Rafael.
It's me, Mario. Yahoo! What's up, Mario?
Hey, Shasky. Hey, Spadoni. This is how it ends. Heartbreak. We go to the playoffs with Mac. No doubt about it. He's been great. But he's not going to be able to take us over the hump. He can't move. Okay, you take a look at how the quarterbacks that win, they either get the ball out right away or they just do that sidestep. 1-2, get the ball out just when you think they're going to get tackled, and that's it. Unfortunately, this is going to end in heartbreak for us. Lastly, Shasky, as a 90s kid, I think you'd appreciate this. We're going to see tonight something we never experienced in our childhood. The Warriors on NBA, on NBC, with that's the true. Jingle, with us winning. We never got that as kids. Tonight, it all changes.
It's such a great call.
Mario, I remember NFL.
When I used to watch Peter Vesey on Sunday. It would be like the 9 o'clock Sunday morning game. I don't even know if you guys.
Oh, it's great.
Like the '90s, and I know the boss man's here today because he's a little older. Me and him were basically spooning over the 92 and 93 Toronto Blue Jays. I think of Peter Vesey and coming out of the locker room right now with the New York Knicks with Patrick Ewing and John Starks and Charles Oakley. Like, out of this jingle, it makes the hair on my arm stand up.
Mm.
And the Warriors never, ever, ever had a Sunday matinee matchup. Ever.
And now they're gone.
It was the Bulls. It was the Pacers. It was the Knicks. It would be the Miami Heat sometimes. It would be the Lakers, the Portland Trailblazers, maybe even the Phoenix Sun. It was never the Warriors.
So... And that's great. I love that bet. You can honestly feel free to, whenever we talk about the Warriors tonight, you can just pop that up.
Do you guys know who Peter Vesey is? I'm not trying to like date myself.
Steiny's referenced him many a time.
So you have no idea.
Who is Peter Vesey?
He would be like the sideline reporter of NBC of that era.
Okay.
Right? Peter Vesey was, I mean, Matt, how else would I describe him? Like the Mean Gene Okerlund of basketball from the 90s?
Oh, he was the Shams of our time.
Oh, interesting.
Would you put him on the Shams level? I guess you would, huh?
Wait, there was no social media.
Yeah.
He had all the information.
Like, when I say the name Peter Vesey, you already have, like, a solid view of exactly who I'm talking about, right, Matt?
That is correct.
So I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, he'd be like the David Aldridge from Once Upon a Time, you know, Craig Sager. Because he's doing sideline.
Yeah.
But he also was the insider, too, on top of that.
He
wow.
was Craig Sager before Craig Sager. Okay. Even though Sager goes back to the 70s.
For sure.
You know, like, I think Sager, to me, really took off in the 2000s. Mm-hmm. Even though I know he's been doing it for five decades. Have been doing it for, like, Peter Vesey was the man. Also, you have to remember, TNT was a cable network. And when I was growing up, not everyone had cable.
Right.
Everyone had NBC.
Right.
Because it was one of the four or whatever main channels, right? So even if your family didn't have cable, because I had a lot of friends whose family didn't have cable. We didn't have cable till I believe like the 1990, 91. Right. We got the little box.
Yep.
So like NBC on basketball, like that was a main staple channel.
And we're going to have it tonight, 7 o'clock tip, and we'll have all the coverage pre and post right here, and the game, obviously, on 95.7 The Game.
He was opinionated, though, Peter Vesey. Like, he would give you information and insights and was really tapped in. But didn't he also do kind of like opinions, too, as well?
He definitely had opinions, but he also had breaking story. He was the guy with the information.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.